Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Yankees Red Sox game one of the ALDS tonight at Fenway Park. And here to talk to us about it is John Flaherty. The John Flaherty Report, powered by Laborers Local 731. Feel the power. And by Arnold's Simply Delicious Meats, serving quality meats since 1967.
It's the Flaherty Report with John Flaherty. Yeah. Somebody's getting pizzayed.
That's right. Somebody is getting pizzayed. It's John. John, good morning, man. How you doing?
I'm doing great, guys. How's it going?
It's great to have you back on again, John. Thanks for doing this for us. So my take on this whole Yankee thing, since Brian Cashman has made all of these different moves, is that this is a stacked lineup, I should say. This is the Yankee team that last Friday showed itself in Fenway Park. And why wouldn't they be confident about just going up there and, you know, basically doing what I think Gio and I think they're going to do, and that is just absolutely beat down the Red Sox?
But I really agree with you. This couldn't have come together any better for Brian Cashman, the organization, for Aaron Boone. The additions that the front office brought in here, Luke Voit, I don't think you could have expected anything like that. Zach Britton's been good. You know, Jay Happ's been amazing. And I think the most important thing is this team caught fire the last week of the season. It got healthy. You talk about the lineup, how deep it is. And, you know, you got everybody swinging the bat right where you want them to be right now. So, you know, when you're trying to make a run here and trying to win 11 more games, everything is firing on all cylinders right now. I think they have a lot of confidence going up to Boston and playing at Fenway Park. And obviously the story of tonight's game is Chris Sale and, you know, paying attention to that first inning to see where the velocity is, see how he feels about himself. And, you know, I think the Yankees right now are a very confident team.
Right, it's twofold. It's all the positive things you said about the Yankees, and there's some negative there with the Red Sox, and Sale is the biggest thing. I mean, that is going to determine how this game's going to go early on, and also that Red Sox bullpen. But what Chris Sale do you think we're going to see tonight, or do you just don't know because he's been so up and down this year?
Yeah, we don't know. And you know, the one thing, I didn't think Chapman was going to throw the ball as well as he did the other night, and all of a sudden that showed up. So would I be surprised if Chris Sale comes out in the first inning and is throwing 96-97? No, I wouldn't be. But that's really the story of this team. And, you know, guys, I got to give a lot of respect to the Boston Red Sox. They won 108 games. They had an amazing year. Their lineup is stacked. You know, Martinez and Betts have been amazing. But it just feels like there are so many more questions on that side of this series, this five-game series, than there are on the Yankee side. There's a lot of questions in the bullpen. What's Sale going to look like? Can David Price beat the Yankees? I don't think anybody with the Yankees feels that he can. So for a team that's won 108 games and you know, has had an amazing year, they're going into this five-game series with a lot of question marks. They're vulnerable right now.
We're talking to John Flaherty. This is the Flaherty Report as we recreate what we did last year and hopefully brings a little luck to the Yankees. Talk to me about what do you think Aaron Boone does in a closing situation tonight? Does he go Britton or does he go Chapman?
You know what? If you asked me that a few days ago, I would have said Britton. But what we saw the other night, I'd say he has to go Chapman again. The velocity came back, which surprised me. You know, he's been throwing his slider a whole lot more coming down the stretch since he came back off the disabled list. Now he has that for a weapon. You know, Zach Britton has really been throwing the ball well and pulled that hiccup the other night. So I think if you get in a closing situation tonight, it's going to be Chapman.
And what about, you know, what I think is the weakness of this team, and that's defensively. Now, Gary Sanchez played good in the wild card game, so it's not really about him. I'm not asking you about him. I'm talking about Andujar. I'm talking about Torres. I'm talking about some of the kind of like flaky plays that seem to be made in big spots here.
Yeah, that's going to be an issue for Andujar, and I think, you know, we saw what Aaron Boone was thinking the other night. You know, if you get a lead and an early opportunity, he's going to put in a defensive replacement. And the one thing that worries me about him is kind of got that deer in the headlights look going on right now with throwing the baseball and that low three-quarter arm angle and a lot of movement. So that's going to be something that we definitely have to pay attention to. But I'm glad you brought up Gary Sanchez because, you know, I'm as critical of this guy as anybody. And he played really well behind the plate the other night. So it kind of makes you question, is this guy one of those guys that when the big moments come, the big game comes, all of a sudden his game comes along with it? We'll have to watch here the next five games and hopefully a little bit further.
Boomer and Geo with John Flaherty of the Yes Network, former Yankee catcher. Jay Happ has got great numbers against the Red Sox. He's had great numbers since coming over to the Yankees. But still, I mean, over the course of his career, you know, he's been an okay pitcher. Are you confident that Jay Happ can continue his borderline dominance in a Yankee uniform against the Red Sox in a game as charged as this one's going to be in the playoffs at Fenway?
Well, you have to feel good about it, Gio. But, you know, I was kind of on the same page as you when they made this deal. I was like, okay, it's a nice deal. I wasn't really excited about it. And I talked to a few Yankee executives, and they were like, you know what, if he can get the ball in on righties, we feel like he really can help us. And that's exactly what he has done. And I think what he's done against the Red Sox specifically is exactly that. I mean, he pounds the ball in on Mookie Betts. He pounds it in on J.D. Martinez. And he makes those guys feel and look uncomfortable, which we really haven't seen all year long. So to answer your question, I think he's the perfect guy. This is set up perfectly with what Severino did the other night. Jay Happ gets game one. He's two games in the series if it gets to that point. And you have to feel good about it because the first five innings, the last time out against the Red Sox, he dominated that lineup. And you don't see that very often with how good the Red Sox are offensively.
All right, let's talk about Aaron Boone here now. Wild card game, he was perfect. He made all the right moves. Everybody came through for him. This is a big moment for him. I guess it's also a big moment for Brian Cashman because he decided to bring in Aaron and not re-sign Joe Girardi. Give me your sense of where Aaron is right now and what do you expect from him?
He had a good night the other night for a first-year manager in his first postseason game. And there was some you know, moves that you could second guess if they didn't go the way they went. You know, bringing Dellin Betances in the middle of that game instead of later on was a big move that worked out. But I think the one thing, you know, that I picked up on the other night, I wasn't at the stadium, I was in the studio, but when you listen to Aaron deal with the media, there's now a little bit more of an edge. You know, this guy, you know, he comes off kind of that, you know, real great communicator, but there's also that competitor in him. That I remember when I played with him. And I think a little bit of that came out the other night in the press conference. A little more intensity, a little more to the point. I think he's focused. I think he's confident. I think his team is playing great, and he knows it. Now for him, it's just kind of making the right moves out of the bullpen and certainly did that the other night.
We've seen unlikely Yankee offensive runs come from guys like Shane Spencer in the past, Shelley Duncan in the past. Now we have Luke Voit, and what Luke Voit is doing might be better and is better, actually, statistically, than either one of those other two guys I mentioned. Tell me why or why not that's sustainable for the rest of the postseason.
He never gets on his front side, Gio. When you watch him hit, I can't be more impressed with the guy who has that type of power, but he's an educated hitter. I mean, he mechanically, he's so sound. You never see him off balance where he's out on his front foot. And he kind of keeps his head behind the baseball, so he's able to see the ball a long time. I mean, that at bat the other night against Trinan with those nasty sinkers in. And for any other right-handed hitter, you would start cheating at some point and opening up a little bit. And, you know, Voit never did it. He got a slider up out over the plate. Now, you probably want him to make sure the finger doesn't go up in the air until the ball hits the seat. That might be something that he needs to work on a little bit. But, you know, the excitement that he's brought to this team, the energy, and I think more importantly, the quality of the at-bats, not just the power, but the long at-bat, driving the ball the other way, he's really been a revelation.
You know, 2 years ago it was Gary Sanchez, that was that revelation. Last year it was Aaron Judge, and now it's Luke Voit. It's amazing. And the fact that they traded Chasen Shreve for him and got him here, and then have him produce the way he's produced, so much so that they basically have buried, Greg Bird, who's not even on a roster for this. This has got to be like one of the unbelievable stories of the season this year.
You know what, Boomer, and it has to surprise them because, you know, I was working the game in Baltimore where Luke Voit got his first start, and it was a big deal because Greg Bird wasn't playing and there was a left-handed or a right-handed pitcher out on the mound. And I went to Marcus Thames and I said, listen, the hitting instructor, I said, what should I be looking for tonight from this kid? And he looked at me dead in the eye and he said, John, we don't know. We're going to kind of run him out there and see what we have because right now we have no idea. So I think that, you know, they would probably be pretty honest that, you know, the computer guys like the exit velocity, all that launch angle, all those things that they put into their computer. But the baseball guys had no idea what was going to happen. And obviously it's been a great surprise and a big part of the Yankee lineup right now. He's right in the middle of it.
Boomer and Geo with John Flaherty, former Yankee catcher with the Yes Network. It's the Flaherty Report. He's going to join us throughout the rest of the Yankee postseason run. Hopefully it's a nice long one like last year, maybe even farther. But, of course, the Red Sox up first. You mentioned how Jay Happ has success against Mookie Betts, pounding him inside. But Mookie Betts has had a lot of success against the Yankees this year. And if you look back to the Yankees taking down the Mariners back in 2001 with that 116-win team, it's because Ichiro didn't do anything. They're going to have to do the same thing here with Mookie Betts. The rest of the staff, if bullpen and starters, neutralizing Mookie Betts, is that something that's possible?
Oh, it's possible to keep him down. You're not going to totally shut him down. I think the most important thing is obviously, you know, he's a leadoff guy, but when he comes up second, third time around the order, you want to make sure you get the guys out in front of him. You know, J.D. Martinez is going to be a big part of this series. What a year he's had. And it just seems like there's so much more pressure on those two guys, Gio, because they're really the focus of that lineup. And the beautiful thing about the Yankee lineup right now, when you go 1 through 9, and I always look at the bottom three, if you're the Yankees right now and you have Andujar, Sanchez, and Torres at the bottom of that lineup, that's tough to get through. And, you know, you look at the Red Sox lineup, it just doesn't feel the same way. So Mookie Betts, J.D. Martinez, both of those guys have to have a big series for the Red Sox to do something.
You know, interestingly enough, we haven't talked about one player who I think is the signature Yankee player right now, and that's Aaron Judge. And, you know, they missed him, and, you know, when he was out, they're not whole, they're not right, they don't seem like they're the right team. This guy hits a home run in the first inning in the wild card game. I mean, this guy is a star. He is the face of the Yankees. He's the, I don't want to say the next Derek Jeter, but I guess I could say that because of the way that he carries himself and how he acts and how respectful he always seems to be. And this is a guy that has shown that he can come through in a big moment like every star needs to do, especially for a team like the Yankees. Give me a sense of where you think his game is right now and what the future holds for this guy.
Well, the future, obviously, if he stays healthy, is incredibly bright. And I think for all the reasons that you mentioned, not only what he does out on the field with his ability, but the way he handles himself off the field, the way he handles himself with the media. And you know what, guys, I got to be honest. You almost forget when he went on the disabled list. You knew the game and the power and everything, but the energy that he brings to Yankee Stadium and that Yankee fan base. I mean, he went in for that game for a defensive replacement one night, and the place just lit up. And kind of that's what he brings. And you know what, Boomer, I'm glad that you brought it up that we're at the end of this report or getting to the end of it, and you bring up Aaron Judge, because we did the same thing with the Yes Network the other night. We mentioned him for the first time in the final segment of our pregame show, which was about 55 minutes deep. And you almost take Aaron Judge a little bit for granted. But I think right now he's healthy. We saw the home run at Fenway Park the last weekend. We saw the home run the other night. The at-bats since he's come back have been really good, but now the power is starting to follow. So he's in a really good place and, you know, obviously a huge part of this Yankee team.
John, thanks for the time. We will talk to you soon. Another Flaherty Report begins, and hopefully it lasts for a couple more weeks. We appreciate it.
All right. You got it, guys.
All right, see you, Johnny. Take care. I'll tell you, he's the best, man. The guy's awesome.
I know. Breaking it down, and he is very confident with the Yankees right now.
Why wouldn't you be?
I know.
I mean, why wouldn't you be like that?
Everything's coming up Yankees, man.
And he's right. He's like, I'm frustrated because I don't know how many more things you could say about Aaron Judge and what he means to the team and what he needs to the fan base. I mean, how many 99 jerseys do you see now?
Oh,
I mean,
of course.
They're everywhere.
Yeah.
They're like, you know, he's the energy like Odell Beckham Jr. is the energy for the Giants. You know, how many 13 jerseys do you see out there? They're all over the place.
Right. Well, I mean, he's Derek Jeter. That's a bigger slugger, is what he is. I mean, he's the exact same thing. I mean, he really is. Be off the field, the way he answers questions. I mean, how much everybody relies on him.
Yeah. You know, we didn't even talk about Gregorius. We didn't talk about Torres. I mean, it just goes to show you just how much there is.
Yeah. And talk about bullpen, starting pitching right now, lineup, top to bottom. I mean, you think about fundamentally whether it's base running and defense, the Red Sox definitely have advantages there, but Yankees got a lot of advantages here. But remember, the Red Sox still had the season they did, and they're still favored in this series. So, I mean, it feels like it's trending towards the Yankees. But
are they favored because, you know, they have the home field advantage, or are they favored just because they had a 108-win season?
Well, I think that's a couple of reasons why right there, yeah.
I don't know, man. I don't know how that all works. All I know is that this is a completely different Yankee team than we have seen all year long. That this is the team that with McCutchen and Voit in it, and Sanchez batting eighth, and Happ on the mound, and Britton and Chapman in the bullpen. Come on, this wasn't the same team that played the entire year as the Yankee team, and they still won 100 games.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.